Okay, let's get into the next parak of Tehillim, Terek Parak Lamed Aleph. And as we continue, Lam Netzeach Mizmar LaDavid, right? This is a parak that David HaMelech is running and asking to be saved from someone. And he has bitachon that Hashem is going to save him. He feels as if he does save him. He puts his faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as so many of the parakim of Tehillim talk about, a reflection of bitachon. And David HaMelech in this parak talks about he's been embarrassed and he's been downtrodden and he's been made fun of, and yet he keeps his bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Radak says that this parak was said in one of the times that he's running away from Shaul. The Malbim says maybe it's from the story at the end of Shmuel Aleph in Parak of Gimel, where he was hiding with the people of Ke'ilah and Zif, and then he was given up by them, and he thought that Shaul was going to get him right then. That's in the end of Shmuel Aleph in Perek Chav Gimel. He asked the Urim V'Tumim, should I go to Ke'ilah, should I go to Zif? So it has to do with that story. But either way, as we know, David HaMelech's, it happened in one of his moments of his lifetime, but he put it into the generic form so we could have it whenever we're in trouble and we won't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are some very crucial psukim in this Perek, as we'll see. So Lam Netzeach Mizmar LaDavid, B'cha Hashem Chasisi. He starts off with his declaration of Emunah. In you, Hashem, I find refuge. Al evoshal olam, I will not be embarrassed forever. I will always connect to you. Ubiskaschat palteni, in your righteousness, palteni, I have been saved and escaped. Hate, but it's again, it's a balance, a weaving in of tefillah of save me, and I know you're going to save me, and you're the only one that could save me. Hate elai azecha, turn your ear to me. Mehera, hatsileni, quickly. Some say there's he was about to be attacked. He was about to be uncovered by Shlomo HaMelech. Quickly. Mehera hatsileni, heye li litzur ma'oz, be a strong rock for me. Ma'oz, that word has come up often in Tehillim so far. Heli litzur ma'oz lebeis mitzudos, be like a city, a fortified city for me, lahoshieni, to save me. Kisali umitzudasi ata, because you are my rock, and you are my mitzuda, you are my fortress. Ulaman Shimcha Tancheni Usnahaleni, and for your name, please lead me. I want to be connected to you. That's what I live, not for my own freedom. Totsieni mi resha zu tamnuli, please take me out of this trap that they trapped for me. Ki ata ma'uzi. Again, they were the same shorish. And now we have a pasuk that we say in the Hamapiel. Biyadcha avkid ruchi, in your hand I place my spirit. Padisa osi Hashem, you have redeemed me. Kel emes, you are a kel of emes. So padib yadchav kidruchi, that is the pasuk that is in the tefillah. Even if one doesn't say the whole nusach of Hamapil, that's a good thing to say. That parak, that pasuk that we say, that we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that guards me when we are sleeping. Right? That's what the Gemara the Gemara Bracha says. Gemara Bracha is davdal amabez heyamar aleph. Even though one said Kriya Shema in Shul, one should say it Kriya Shema lamita. Why? Based on the pasuk we had earlier, Rigzu Val Techato, Imru Bilvavchem, Al Mishkavchem, right? Say Bilvavchem, that means Shema, Lavavcha, Al Mishkavchem. When you go to sleep, you don't, when they go to sleep. Amr of Nachman, in Tamar Chacham, Uenot Sarich, because it doesn't need that. Amr Abaya, Av Tamar Chacham, Iboil Lamemar Chad Psukat Rachmi. Even a Tamar Chacham should say one pasuk of Rachmim, Kigon, this pasuk. Biyodchav Kidruchi Padiso, Si Hashem, Kel Emes. This has to do with going to sleep. Rav Pinkus has a gorgeous comment here in his Sefer on Tehillim, two pieces, but they're basically the same message. So he says, a person has to prepare for everything in life. This is the first piece. Including, a person has to be ready for the moment that Hashem is going to take his life. So we have to prepare. We prepare for Shabbos, we prepare for Yontif, we prepare for everything. We have to prepare for that moment. How do you prepare for that moment? By living one's life, giving our neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the ultimate. And at that moment when Hashem is going to take us, we have to be moser our nefesh. Hashem, please, this has been your nefesh. Please, you can take it back. Maybe it's Adam l'tchias ha'meisim. We want tchias ha'meisim. Give your neshama willingly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not that we want to give it to him anytime sooner than we need to. But when the time comes, just like it, he says, when a person goes to sleep, he says, biyadchav kidruchi, Hashem, I'm giving you my soul. And it's up to you for me to say moda ani. Yuchalio samuchu batuach shagam baboker yizke lomar moda ani lefanecha. I'm with you. And then he says in the next piece, he quotes that the Gra says, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created sleep, that we need sleep, not to take a break from Avodas Hashem. That's part of Avodas Hashem. And the Gra said that, you know, during sleep, we could be masig, chidushim in Torah that we wouldn't be able to understand and reach during our awake hours, because it's semi in the next world. The Rafika says, we in life, as human beings, we could do everything. We choose when we choose to eat, we choose to walk, we choose to everything. There's one thing that we can't choose. We just prepare for it, and then it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's sleep. A person said, I'm going to sleep. But who chooses if he falls asleep or not? We just prepare ourselves to go to sleep. We make it dark, we put our head on the pillow, and we close our eyes. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that really puts us to sleep. And the more we have to biyadcha of kidruchi, I'm putting my ruach with you, and that message should be clear to us in terms of what the symbolism of going to sleep. But this is the pasuk, biyadcha of kidruchi, Hashem, I give you my ruach. So Nasi, now David HaMelech continues, I hate those hashomrim, havle shav, shomrim that either guard or as we look forward to, as Rashi says in Kisisa, havle shav, those who are false. The Radak says, all of those who try to see the future, from the hovrim and the menachshim, v'ani el Hashem batachti. I just go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who knows what's going to be? I just go to Hashem. Agila ve'esmecha b'chastecha. And I am filled with joy in your chesed. Asher ra'isa es anya. You've seen my oni. Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch says, here in his commentary on Tehillim, that he's not just happy for being freed, but chazdecha. It is not help, deliverance, and salvation in themselves that give me gladness. I shall truly rejoice only when I can behold them as coming from you and joyously hail them as signs of your nearness and your loving care. That when I recognize it's from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that gives me simcha. If you didn't let me be closed in by my enemy. Again, this is beforehand saying it as a nevuah and as a tefillah. Hem madatam b'merchav ragla. You stood me up. Chaneni Hashem. And now again, kitzarli, back and forth, saying a tefillah and a hakara that Hashem is going to save him. Chaneni Hashem kitzarli. Asher shabakas eini. Right, my eyes have been dimmed. B'nafshi u'bitni ki kalu biyagon chayai ushnosai banacha. My whole life is a worry. The Radak says, from the moment that David killed Goliath, he was on the run. And what happened that day? Remember that the women gave more praise to David than to Shaul, and Shaul got angry. From that day, it was just a step between life and death that David had. Back to the pasuk, I was so withered and I was so broken and I'm on the run. Now David says, and I've been embarrassed. I've been ashamed. To my neighbors, they see me. There's fear in the ones that know me. They run away from me. Nobody wants to be near me. I'm excluded. This might be referring to the state he was in after he sinned. Remember, the Gemara often has stories of David HaMelech, people making fun of David, right? We mentioned in the last parak, in Mizmor Shir Chanukas, that the Beis HaMikdash didn't open the gates until Shlomo HaMelech invoked David's name to show that it was Bizchus David, and David was totally forgiven. Remember the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Tes, the Sugyas of Onaz Dvarim. The Gemara says that David HaMelech was giving shir, and somebody raised their hand in the back of the class, and asked, can I ask a question? He was giving shir about something else. And they asked a question to embarrass him. Amar Dava v'Negadosh Baruch Hu, based on a pasuk later on in Tehillim, in Lamed Hey. We'll get there in Be'ez Hashem in a couple of prakim. Ribbono Shel Olam, Kol Levi Yidua L'fanecha, Shema Yemakaren Besari, if they rip open my flesh, Lo Haya Dami Shoseis La'aretz, my blood wouldn't flow to the ground, because that my blood has already been squeezed from me. V'lo Ode L'afilu B'shasha Oskim B'Nogam Ba'alos, even when I'm Osek in Nogam and Alos, Omrim Li David, Habal Eish Hazish V'Sasa B'Kama. They would ask me, you know, what's the halacha with Abal Eish Hazish? But I would answer them sharply, Misaso Bechenek, V'yesh lo chelak lo'olam haba. Aval amal ben pechaviru barabim, Ein lo chelak lo'olam haba. That's how David would answer. But again, that's, you feel the pain of David. David HaMelech was the symbol of tshuva. He says, they all wanted to make fun of him because he had such a position. Nishkachti kemes milev. And I've been forgotten. I was made fun of. And I've been in states where I'm like a dead person. I've been forgotten like somebody dead. Hayisi kekle oved, like a kli that was lost. So like a dead, like a mace is forgotten. Gemara quotes this, if you remember in Brachas Daf Nun Ches, that a mace is forgotten after 12 months. Right, Gzeir al mace, says the Gemara. Amar Rav, Ein amace mishtachach men alev el acher shneimar sachot, as shneimar nishkachti kemes milev hayiti kekli oved. Right, the quote of the pasuk. This is the source for the concept of Parsha Zachar, Chazal instituted, that we lay Parsha Zachar once a year, right before Purim. Why once a year? Because the Mefarshim explained the Shtachim and Aleif, after Yud Beis Chodesh. So if the mitzvah is to remember, and Lo Tishkach, so at least once a year, once every 12 months, we have to remember it. Does that mean like after 12 months, all of a sudden my brain empties, I don't remember anything from a year and a day ago? It just means it starts getting blurry, starts getting not as clear. And there is a discussion in the Achrona, the Maharam Shik discusses, is it really literally 12 months? Literally 12 months? So what about when it's Shana Mubaris? When you have 13 months in between Parshas Zachar? So he says, maybe you should have in mind in Parshas Kisetze in the year between two others that have 13 months in between, you should think about Parshas Zachar. Maybe the rabbi should announce it. Right? That's a Chiddush Gadol because none of the Rishonim mentioned this. None of the Rishonim, none of the earlier Achronim mentioned this Chumrah. Right? If it was, it's so obvious. Right, Shana Mubaris happens every couple of years, right? I think 7 out of 19 years is Shana Mubaris. What is it? I forgot the exact the years of the 19. I think it's 3, 6, 8, 11, 14, 17, 18. I think that's what the 17, 19. I think that's what it is. So again, 7 years. So it happens pretty often. So what is it's not in the Mefarshim. So 12 doesn't mean everything's forgotten after 12. After 12 months. Some others, Mefarshim say, doesn't mean everything's forgotten after 12 months. Dafka, things that are omed lehishtakeach, like an aveda and a mace, because they're not there. It's not like you forget all your learning after 12 months. By certain things, but that's what this pasuk says, the Gemara Darshan's from here, halacha. Kishamati dibas rabim, magor misaviv. I hear a lot of people around me, pivas dam yachad, and they tell me, alayla kachas nafshis amemu. Right? They tell me that, you know, I should they're trying to take my life. Vani alecha batachti ev Hashem. Hashem, I stay strong. I have bitachon in you. Amarti elokai ata. You are my God. Biyadcha itosai. All my days, right, are in your, all my times, right, my itot, right, eis l'Hashem. Itosai, my times, right, before, and he said, biyadcha av kidruchi, right, I put my soul, itosai, all of my times are with you. Rashi and the Radak both say, I recognize that everything is from you. Everything, the ups and the downs. Itosai, Rashi says, "Bedar biyadcha itosai itim ha'ovros alai al picha heim ubigzerusecha." I know everything that comes from you. Right? That's the attitude that we have to have. That's the attitude that the Sefer HaChinuch tells us that we need to have. Right? The Sefer HaChinuch, we've mentioned this often on the mitzvah of Nekama in Reish Mem Aleph, where the Chinuch wonders how is it possible not to violate, not to have a rotzon to take Nekama. So that's where he explains that we have to recognize in life that we are both subjects and objects. We are subjects. We have Bechir HaChashis to do whatever we want and to talk nicely and to wake up on time. And we have the Bechir HaChashis, but we also are objects. There's a lot in our life that is out of our control. And we have to recognize that if it's out of our control, we just have to do what we can in what's in our control. Everything that happens to a person, it is from Hashem. From anybody out there, nothing will happen, except if it's from Hashem. If a person pains me or hurts me, I have to know that it was meant to happen. That person is not the source of my tzaras. The sin or whatever it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to get it. Like David HaMelech himself says, when somebody is cursing him, and that's what the Chinuch says, but that's what David HaMelech is saying here also. David HaMelech is saying, I know, everything that happens, biyadcha itosai, in your hands is all of my itos, all of my times. Hatzileni, but I can still daven to you to save me. Hatzileni mi'ad oivai umeirodfai, please save me from my enemies. Ha'ira panecha lavdecha, shine your face on me. Hoshieni b'chastecha, save me. Hashem alevosha, kikarasicha. Hashem, please, Let me be ashamed that I'm calling you. Yevoshu Rishayim, let them be ashamed. Yidmu Lish'ol. Next, Te'alamna Sifsei Sheker Hadovros Al Tzadik Asach. Let the lips of those who speak falsely become mute. Te'alamna Hadovros Al Tzadik Asach. That speak about a tzaddik. They speak gaiva about a tzaddik, but gaiva vavuz. The Rambam quotes this pasuk at the end of Tumas Saras. The last halacha, long halacha of Hilchos Tumas Saras. That's where the Rambam talks about Lashon Hara. After talking about all the details of the laws of Saras, the Rambam talks about how we have to guard where we sit and guard who we are with and guard our mouths. Be careful. Hishamar b'negat Saras. Hispona, look what happened to Miriam. And then the Rambam says, "Vizeo derech yeshivas aleitzim v'rashan." This is how it happens. This is how it starts. B'tchilo marim b'divrei avai. Since first we talk, people talk nonsense. Kenyan shenemar v'kol k'sil b'rov dvarim. Stam. Number two. Umitoch kach. And by talking first nonsense and nothing constructive, boin l'sapra b'gunos ha-tzadikim. Then they're going to come to talk about tzadikim in a negative way. Kenyan shenemar ar pasuk. Te'alam nasif se sheker. First you talk sheker and stam shtuyot and falsehood. Hadovers al tzadik asak. Then you get to the tzadik. Next. Umitoch kach. Third step. Yel and hergo ladaber b'nevim. V'litin dofi b'devreim. You talk about the prophets. The Nevi'im, even great people, and knock on them. Ke'inyan shenemar v'yu mal'ivim b'malacheho alokim, u'bozim dvarav u'misasim b'nevi'av. Number four, u'mitokach bon ladaber be'elokim v'kofren be'ikar. A foolishness, anti-tzadik, anti-navi, anti-Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then it continues, that's one thing leads to another. Avosichas, what should you do? Avosichas k'sheri Yisrael v'tzadikeyam eina ela b'divrei Torah v'divrei Chachma. Right, that's the conversations of the Ksheir Mav Yisrael and the righteous are only in Torah and Chachma. Lefika Kadosh Baruch Hu Ozer Al Yadan Umezake Osan. Shneamar Az Nidru Yirei Hashem Esrayo Yakshiv Hashem Yishma V'chulu. That's the Rambam quoting this pasuk. And then the pasuk, the Perek David HaMelech adds another crucial pasuk. Ma Rav Tumfcha Asher Tzafanti Li Reacha. How great is the goodness that you have hidden for those who fear you. Pa'alta, that you have created lachosabak to those who take refuge in you, neged b'nei adam, in the presence of men. Again, ma'arav tuvchas, this is a pasuk that where the Rambam uses in a different context. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in Peraches, where the Rambam talks about olam haba, the Rambam paraphrases this pasuk. The Rambam says, v'zeh shekaru ha'usoh chacham ha'olam haba, that which the chacham call olam haba, doesn't mean olam haba, it's a world that, the world to come, it will come in existence. No, it exists now. It exists now. V'zeha olam doesn't mean, lo mebnei she'inu matzu yata, v'zeha olam oved, v'yacharkach yavo osa ha'olam. This is this world, and then afterwards it's going to come olam haba. No, that olam haba is now, we won't go there. Eina davar kein, ela harihu matzui v'omed, shenemar asher tzafanta pa'alta. That's what the Rambam says. Asher tzafanta pa'alta. It's a shortening of this pasuk. Asher tzafanta li reyacha pa'alta. Meaning, what does that mean? That's past tense. That's the Rambam's diak. A diak is that you have already hidden away. You hid it away. It's hidden away now. Olam haba. Ela harihu matsui va'omed. Matsui va'omed. Ve'lo karu ha'olam haba. Ela mneit she'osan achayim ba'in lo la'adam achar ha'olam hazeh. It's just that life will only come to a person after this world. Shanu kayamin bo begufu benefesh. This world that we live in, the guf and the nefesh, that's the next world. V'zehu hanimsa l'chol adam barishona. And that's what a person goes to into the next world. That's the Rambam. The Ravid here argues, nire kemachish she'ina olam choz l'tov avo, kodesh baruchu mechadish olamo, shisal fe'yavi alma, v'chadchare v'nimshish olam chadash. The Ravid thinks it's going to be some type of a new world. The Rambam does not, but that's an important. The Rambam uses this pasuk that David HaMelech tells us. We continue a little more. Tas tirein b'seisar panecha. Please hide away those that fear you near your face. Meiruch seish, away from the haughtiness of men. Titz b'neim b'suka, meiruv l'shonos. Take them away from the arguments. Baruch Hashem, ki hifli chasdolo. Blessed is Hashem, ki hifli, amazing wonders of his chesed. Be'ir matzar, he is like a fortified city for me. The Sefer Ikarim in Beis Chavav talks about the concept of baruch. Concept of baruch. Now, baruch, it depends. If it's used on the recipient of the baruch, it means he receives an overflow. If it's used as the source, like here, he quotes five psukim in Tanakh, all about Hashem being described as baruch, And this is one of them. This is, he is the makar habracha. He is the makar of all goodness, whether it's physical or spiritual or social. Hashem is the source of all goodness. That's the baruch. Vani amarti, we continue. Kbechavsi, I said quickly, nigrazi minegrenecha. I said quickly, I was about to die. Achein shamata kol tachnunai. I was about to be caught. Right, one of the stories with Shaul HaMelech, I was about to be caught, but you saved me. This pasuk, I thought, might be the Chizkiyahu HaMelech, right? Remember when he says to Yeshayahu HaMelech in Brachas Daf Yud, when Yeshayahu says, the gzeira is already done, don't try to get out of it, your son is going to be a terrible Russia. So he says, it's too late. So what does Chizkiyahu HaMelech say to Yeshayahu HaNavi? Ben Amotz, Kalei Nevoas Chavetzei, right? Leave. I have a Mesora for my family. I have a Mesora for my family. What's his Lashon? Kach Mekubalni Bi Beis Avi Abba. Even if the sword is on your neck, don't stop davening. Don't stop davening, quotes a pasuk from Eov. But this is also the same message. Right? David HaMelech said, I'm done, I'm cut off. You heard my tchina. You heard me when I called. So, all those pious love Hashem, and munim, notzer Hashem, right? That's the lashon of notzer and munim. Hashem will take care of the Mishama Yeser Yosei Gaiva. Hashem will take care of those who are Gaiva. And the parak ends off, Chizku v'yameitz levavchem. Be strong and let your hearts be strong. Kalam yachalim Hashem, all of those who seek out and wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll stop here.